लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And today with an actress, I think she was the first actress I saw in a vertical. And I'm very happy to have her. And she's a really nice and lovely person in every kind of role I saw her, never as a villain. So I hope she will be very lovely and nice to me too. So welcome to my podcast. Hello, Kirby Elwood. Welcome.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I was like, you're going to make me blush and cry. I'm like, it's too early
for that. No one sees this. You know, it's good of the podcast. No one sees it. So you can get blushed all you want. No, I think one of my first vertical, I know there was Molly in it. I saw the classic one, Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Gerard Harper, and where Molly Anderson was the bad sister. Uh-huh. One of the earliest. And the second one, I think, was with you in it.
Which one was it?
Do you know how many verticals I've watched so far? I started watching verticals at the end of 2023.
Oh, wow. That was before I even started doing verticals.
Yeah. And
January.
Yeah, and I think at this time, what was your first vertical you did?
My first vertical was a day player in The Billionaire's Baby Bargain. So I was not the lead of that one.
Who was the lead in that one?
It was Daniela and Richard.
Okay, and which was the first with you as a lead?
First as a lead was...
Was it with Casey?
No, my first lead was 1 Million Reasons to Love a Prince. And then my second lead was Final Call for Love.
I'm so bad with names. Final Call for Love. That was the pilot one?
Mm-hmm. That was my big one.
Okay, then I saw this one. Then yeah, I saw this one.
My big name to fame for the vertical.
And since then... Straight rising like a vertical superstar?
I mean, I think so. I was definitely, there were many a months where I was like, I'm never going to work again. I still have a running joke with my manager. I'm like, after I finish a show and I don't have one lined up, I'm like, I'm never going to work again. Like, you literally have like 5 offers in your inbox. What are you talking about? And I'm like, but it's not signed yet. And he's like...
So how many verticals did you so far?
I think I've led 27, but that doesn't include any of my day player or supporting roles.
27 leads?
Yeah, so I've done over
30. Holy.
I know, it's crazy.
Holy, that's awful. That's much.
It's a lot. In 2 years, it's not too bad. Not too shabby.
No. So I think you cannot say you're running out of work, truly. So what? But you never played a villain, right?
I have played a villain.
What?
I don't include those as my included in my 27. So I played, I don't know the character names, to be honest, but I played a villain in Song of My Mother's Tears. With Lexi Collins as the lead, and then Cameron Porras was in that one as well. I love that guy. And then I played a very minor, I was like I wasn't the main villain because Skyla Lynn was the main villain, and I was like the villain under her.
To villain, villain.
The villain. Yeah, exactly. In Back of the Unwanted Bride.
Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
but to be honest, villain roles don't suit you.
Have you seen me in a villain role?
No, I cannot imagine you as a villain. I don't know
I'm
why.
very mean. I was very proud of
Really?
my. Oh yeah, I'm a meanie. She's a baddie.
So you can switch and from totally nice to totally mean?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that one. It was great.
You have to write me the titles later that I can watch this.
Just Song of My Mother's Tears. Just watch that one. I wouldn't
Did you know
consider it.
where pl do you know which platform?
That one is on Real Short.
Oh, maybe I sh when was it published?
Oh, what a wonderful question you have there.
Roundabout. Is it a newer one or?
It's definitely not newer anymore. Like that definitely came out. Here, good thing I have my Instagram as my. I just put up.
Okay,
That's how I know when things are released. Oh, it came out in May.
this year in May.
Yeah, this May.
Huh. I have to look. No, the thing
Fast.
is, I'm totally bad in titles. I cannot tell you any titles I've watched.
Me neither. I literally, when I'm doing my posts on like TikTok and I'm like, guys, my new show. And then I like butcher it. And then I'm like, I probably said that wrong. And then I'll put the real like show title and it's like not the same at all. But I'm like, I don't know. That's part of the fun is trying to guess what the titles are because they change them. I've had a few times where I've released my shows and then I put my little like the little block of the show and then they change the title, change the cover. And I'm like, well, this is irrelevant to everyone who just watched my videos now looking for this title. So guys, we got to be consistent, at least stick to one.
Did you
Or
have ever a picture or a poster which was so totally different from your lookalike? Because I just saw from one show a poster with Nick Ritacco in it. And I don't recognize him on this poster because there was a totally different person. And then I started to watch what he goes and say, huh? Oh, it's him. Okay. No, not on the
Yeah,
post.
probably. They've definitely AI'd me a little bit in a few, or like really photoshopped me, and I'm like, that doesn't
In
even
a
look.
good one? In a good way or not?
Well, I look good, I guess. I can't be mad, but I'm like, it doesn't look like I couldn't give you example though, because I couldn't. Let me think.
The thing is, do you see the poster before it's get published?
No, they don't even tell me when it's getting released. Like, I find out when you guys find out. Then they're like, and then sometimes the production doesn't send you an email. Like, at least it's just like I'll get tagged in a post or a review
In a
of
review.
myself. And then I'm like, oh, I
Oh,
guess it's out. You know? I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'll like go in, and if we had a BTS photographer, then I'll go in and I'll pull some really cool pictures and post them on my
but
Instagram.
do you watch your verticals? No. Like the mostly actors, not, I think.
I don't want to, but I have watched a few recently because I need footage, my demo reel, which
Okay.
I have been trying to put together, but I've been unsuccessful at as thus far.
Why?
I just been busy, you
Okay.
know.
But why don't you like to watch?
I don't know. I
Is it kind of weird to see yourself or what?
no, because there's so much time that's gone by
Okay.
that I feel like it's not me anymore. I'm like, oh, I'm not that person. I don't know who she is.
Oh, a twin sister. Okay.
Oh, I've got many twins, 27 at least. At least
Yeah.
30.
Question, how often did you get pregnant in your verticals?
So, what many times?
And how many children do you technically have?
Oh my goodness, I have so many children. I have one daughter who I've birthed three times. So we call her my triplets because she plays my daughter in three different shows. And I adore her so much. But I must have at least, what, 10 kids and 20 babies? Feels good. Feels good. It's probably
still, and you're still a great, you have still a great figure. So, hello.
No, I don't know how I do it. It's remarkable.
Magic.
Really.
Magic.
Hey, and I've only had to give birth twice to two of them, so
real magic. How is it to shoot with kids?
Oh, I was so nervous at first. Like, I was like, oh my God, I have to be a good influence and be their role model, and like, they're gonna hate me, and how am I gonna connect with these children? I just had like all these fears, and then they get on set, and they're just like, "You're cool," and you're like, "Whoa, this is." They're just so sweet little people, you know. They just want to hang out and chit chat, and you know.
But they look so professional in the series. They do such a great job. In this young age,
I know,
I'm very
I could
impressed.
Not, I, as I know, I didn't want to start acting until I was like older. But like the thought of doing what they're doing at that age, I'm like, you guys are you guys like young superheroes? Because that's
yeah, what's the age of them? I just
usually
saw
like,
4, 5, 6, something.
Usually they're like 9, 10, 8, 9, 10, something like that. Seven out here, 7 to like 10. That's usually how old they are.
Okay.
But they are playing like 6, you know? Seven.
Yeah, okay. You know, the kind of age thing is sometimes really difficult because sometimes the mother of the child looks already like, I don't know, 20. And then their child are 10. In the show, and you think, yeah, just kidding.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I definitely, they age me up and age me down for sure. So I'm mostly age up recently. I'm like, I want to play a high schooler. Let me play a high schooler.
Yeah, you have that high schooler look still. But did you ever shoot a vertical and after shooting you thought, what the heck was that? Because it hasn't turned out in a way you read the script, or
the ones I felt like that I didn't like, I haven't seen.
Okay.
I don't want to see it because I have this vision in my head that I'm like, you know what? I should probably watch it because it probably turned out a lot better than I thought it did. But I'm just like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. And I don't know. There's two. You won't look at or acknowledge.
Are you reading the reviews about your verticals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because I care what people think of them. I'm like, oh, well, I just want to, you know, elevate the space as much as I can. And I want to, you know, I want to make something good that people want to watch, too. And I think I've been really lucky that a lot of my shows have been slightly different than the norm. I name a few off the top of my head that I'm like, oh, I got really lucky that I could, that someone trusted me and thought I could do that. Like Straight A Pregnancy for me is one. I thought that one was a really good script and I was very happy for that. And then Cohabitating Lover with Tiffany and Kaylin, they wrote and produced it. And it was just with Ali, and it was just a phenomenal experience. That's the most dialogue I've ever had in a show. And I was stressing every day. I'd be like, Tiffany, Kaylin, why did you give me so many lines? And they were like, it's good. And I'm like, I know, but
Do you have a trick to learn your lines?
I write the first letter of each word. I write the first letter of each word on the left-hand side of my script, and then I'll be like, I'll look at that, and if I can say the words, then I pretty much have it down.
Holy.
And then, yeah, and then at night when I'm going to sleep, if there's a particularly like difficult scene, I'm like sleeping, saying the lines in my head as I'm like
You're
sleeping.
dreaming. You are dreaming your lines a lot.
I am. I'm because like I've always heard that the easiest way to like memorize stuff is when you're, subconscious. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna put my subconscious into overdrive. That baby needs to work.
When
I need to
you,
see that
yeah,
she
but when you have shooting, it's very shortened and full of shooting days and long hours. Can you relax when you came ho come home from a shooting, or are you totally for 7 days in the role and kind of a tunnel?
It depends on the role, I would say. It depends on like how hard the role is and how much I really need to be present, because sometimes there's a few roles where I'm like I'm on set and then I go home, I get ready for bed, I lay in bed and I just read the script and then I make sure I get 8 hours of sleep. So you only really have, I don't know, 2 hours to get everything done before you have to go to sleep, especially if you're trying to sleep for 8 hours. And I have to, because otherwise, that's the only reason I show up on set and I'm like, hi, hello, hello, everyone. Good morning.
That's
Otherwise, I'll be like, hello, good morning. And
Hi.
I'm like,
Don't
I don't
you?
like that. It's not fun for me. So I have to
Yeah.
sleep. And then there's just other roles where there's a few roles that I've done where I don't speak a lot and I'm just kind of there and I just have to feel the feelings. So like I could do whatever I want the day before or after I wrap because I mean I'm not going to start prepping my emotions the night
Yeah.
before. I'm going to enjoy my life during those roles. So I've done that a few times too.
I spoke to Matt Macedo. He told me the shooting with you was really fun for him.
On Billion Dollar Baby. I've shot with him twice or no.
Yeah,
Twice?
the billion dollar baby.
Dollar Baby for sure, but then I did a day player role on one of his
No, we spoke about this one, and because I asked him how it is to be a director and to work with different kind of actors, and then he told me, yeah, sometimes it's really, really fun, and sometimes it's really fun. And this one with you was really, really fun, he told me.
We did have a lot of fun on that one. There was just so much absurdity in that script that I was like,
Yeah, but it was not that kind of typical story. It was the billionaire CEO stuff, but in a different way.
yes. And me and Cameron had a really good time filming too, because like, so he was like newer to acting when we did that one. And so I just tried to be, I'm like, well, look. You need anything, let me know. If you want to run lines, let me know. Like I was just trying to be very supportive to him because he was newer and like he did such a good job, like for being one of his first acting stuff. I was like, you're gonna be fine. You're
Will
great. Like
make it.
you're such a giving scene partner. And I really appreciated that a lot because, it really changed. I mean, both of us were very giving scene partners, and I think that really means a lot. And there was just so many absurd scenes that we just like had fun with. Particularly the scene with like the sex doll, and I'm trying to deflate her to become the sex doll. I like there's a moment where like I couldn't get it undone, and nobody was yelling cut, and then I just turned to Cameron what? And then he's like, he goes,
Was
oh my God, what the
there
hell?
ever a scene where you had to start laughing and you cannot stop?
Well, like
And
I had to laugh at the scene and then stop.
no, where you have to do something, I don't know, stupid, ridiculous, serious, and you cannot hold on and started to laugh, and you have to make, I don't know, 4 or 5 takes until the scene were done, because no one can be serious anymore.
There's, I don't know why this one always sticks in my head. And I know I'm not particularly telling the story correctly, but there is just one scene that Casey Esser and I did on Flash Vows, I think. And he was like applying. I think I get this scene mixed up, but in my mind, this is what it is. He was applying ointment to my shoulder because I got hurt or something. And there was just something that happened. And I could not tell you what. But him and I just could not hold it. Him and I laughed a lot on set. And so we were just could not hold it together at all. And then all of a sudden, the director's like, okay, you guys got to pull it together. And we're like, like, don't look at me. Or like, that happens a lot too. Where like me and my co-star will be like laughing about something. And I'll just tell them, I'm like, don't look at me. Like, I need you to not look at me during this coverage because otherwise I'm going to laugh. So, like, they'll have them just, like, look away. And I'll, like, that doesn't happen often, but I've had to do it a few times. Or I'm just like, let's just look down. Just don't look at me. During my coverage. I can't do it.
When did you know you want to do acting? Or did you ever have another dream job as a kid?
No, I remember when I was younger and I didn't really know what acting was. I remember telling my mom I wanted to be an actor. This was also around the time when I told her I wanted to be a Girl Scout and a veterinarian. And she was like, great, okay, we'll do it. And I was like, okay. And she was like, okay, well, you go find an acting class. And I was so young that I was like, you know, not that I was a lazy kid, but I think I just like didn't know how to do a lot. So I was like, no, I don't want to. And I just never pulled through. And then even she did the same thing with Girl Scouts. I was like, I'm going to be a Girl Scout mom. And she was like, okay, well, you go do all the research and come back to me and you figure it out. And I was like, I don't want to be a Girl Scout anymore. She really weeded out the things I did and didn't want to do.
You had to say, I want to be a princess.
I should have. And then she was like, okay, yeah, go figure it out. I've been like, I don't know how to marry a prince. So she did a lot of sports too. Like, she would always let me try all the sports. And I did gymnastics growing up. Mm-hmm. I did so many sports. I did soccer. I did a basketball camp. I did ballet. I quit everything. And then one day I was like, Mom, I want to be a gymnast. And she was like, okay.
Again.
Well, okay, whatever. And then I started taking classes, and she, you know, 1 month go by, 2 months go by, she's like, she's gonna quit any day, she's gonna quit any day. And then 2 years go by and she's like, well, the hardest thing you could have picked, you stuck with, like, make that make sense. And I'm like, you know, it was challenging enough where I didn't get bored. Like, I was like, I think that's why that also plays into like the acting thing too, is like, I think I always aspire to do things that challenge me just enough, but that I think are still attainable. You know, you kind of have to have that unwavering hope that you're just going to be amazing at it. And I think I've somehow cultivated that skill in my brain to be like, yeah, you can do anything.
What would be the most challenging role for you?
I think playing a real person. Like playing somebody, so, like I don't know, just playing someone real, where I would have to just like bunker down and study that person for months and months and months. Never really gotten a chance to do that, so I think for me, that would be the most challenging, because you have to work on your speech, your walk, what words do they say?
Yeah, all the habits they have.
All their little habits, and that would be a very terrifying role to do. But I mean, if there's ever a Britney Spears remake, I'll start working on my voice, because I've been told I look like Britney Spears, like my face. So I'm like, okay, I'd love to do that one day.
Britney Spears. Oh, okay.
Let me doing that recently. And then when I used to be platinum, and when I was platinum, a lot of people told me that. So I used to
Okay,
be.
yeah, maybe.
I
Maybe.
was living in this co-living place with like 20 people during COVID. It was crazy. And they used to call me, well, my nickname was Sweet Caroline, but also they would call me Brittany, because
Do you know all the Britney songs? Britney was very, very popular when it was so my disco time, where the Hit
I
Me
mean,
Baby One More Time and stuff came out.
more time. Yeah, I love that song. I don't know if I've listened to a lot of her stuff recently, but
No,
I
the
don't know.
news, I don't know the newer stuff of her, but all the classic ones, totally.
I know the classic ones for sure.
Yeah,
What
I love them.
is
The classic ones is sometimes it's not the person I like, but it's kind of the songs when they are playing everywhere, you can sing the lines.
Yep.
Although
You're like,
you are
I know
not a
this song.
huge fan of the hymn, but you can sing the lines.
Because you've heard it so many
Yeah.
times, and just icon, a complete icon
Yeah,
of the 2000s.
absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, I love your TikTok videos. They are so
Oh my
funny.
goodness, thank you.
It's it's kind of thing every time you publish a new video, I would say 95% it's something really funny. And I know, okay, if I want to get entertained shortly in a good mood, go to Kirby's TikTok because it's so funny.
Oh my goodness, thank
I
you.
like
I
the
appreciate
video. I like the videos of you and Tyler.
that. Tyler's so funny. He wants to do a live at some point, so we may be doing that. So that you may be looking forward to that. I don't know when it's gonna happen. He just
I'm
asked me this.
looking always for great entertainment,
I really
how
hope to
get you
work with him again. He was really great to work with. He's really talented.
how do you get your ideas for these TikTok videos?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Most of the time, I just most of the time I'll just record stuff and then I'll try to think of how to make like how to frame the video afterwards. Or I'll find a TikTok sound and I'll be like, "Okay, what can I do with this sound?" And then I'll just come up with something, you know. Or I really like doing the answer videos or answering question videos, because I mean most of the I just do those in one take. Like I'm just like blah 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 blah. I'm good. That was it.
Check.
Like that's cool. I really don't put a lot of thought or effort into my TikToks. I'm not.
I think that's what, the thing is, it's like the podcast. Everyone asked me, how do you cut it? And so, and I said, normally not. Because for me, then it's not authentic, I want to have the true open talk. I have a podcast on my own since 4 years, and it got weekly published. And everyone said, okay, how do you plan your episodes? And I said, I don't plan it. I sit in front of my mic, recording, start, blah, 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 stop, upload, publish.
That's
Really?
amazing,
And I said,
though.
yo, I'm a lecturer at university. There I have to talk two and a
Talking is my
half.
skill.
I have to talk 2.5 hours in a way. So
Yeah. You just acquired the skill and you're good at it. And like, that's amazing. That's a skill a lot of people don't have. And you've been, especially for doing a podcast for 4 years, it must have gotten easier too, you know?
yeah, the thing is, I don't like all the planned stuff. You know what I mean?
You live by the moment.
Yeah, you want to say
It's
that?
so
Yeah,
defeated. We're like,
we
yeah,
are at the
okay.
lazy thing, If I would have to prepare every episode on this Saturday, I will publish the 200th episode in my podcast. If I had to prepare every episode, oh, come on, that won't be fun. No, no.
Same with my TikToks. I'm like, I've done a few videos where I was like, I put a lot of thought into it and then they don't do well. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well,
okay.
Like, why would I put in all this effort if there is no reward for it? So
yeah,
then I just
yeah.
literally just start recording and I'm like,
yeah, for me, sometimes I'm going for a walk with my dogs and I have so much so many thoughts in my brain. And then I take the handy and blah, 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 while I'm walking with my dog, like another person is walking with me and I'm talking. And then I called these episodes Walk and Talk and then I published them. So what?
I love that. I love that so much. Do you ever do it with like other people too?
Yeah, yeah. In my private podcast, I do a lot.
Oh, nice.
But it's in German. So I have to do the second podcast because at Verticon, no, not Verticon, WordFest. I saw so many videos of the Verticon weekend.
I know. So much happened. So much happened.
At WordFest, I talked to so many people and I talked, for example, to Steven Morena and I don't
what
know why.
Wonderful person.
We talked about my podcast, my private one, and he said to me, I want to be a guest in your podcast. And I said, listen, the problem is it's in German. We can do an episode in English as a special one, but normally my podcast is in German. And then I talked to Nick Westaway and he said, I want to talk with you in the podcast. And I said, okay, we got a problem. I cannot do so many English episodes. So, and then I talked to a lot of other fans and stuff. And after the WordFest weekend, I thought, well, I will do another podcast only in English, only about the vertical stuff. So, because here in Germany, verticals are not very common. If you were talking about verticals.
I did meet a woman from Germany at Verticon.
At Verticon, really? She flew
yeah.
over from Germany or what?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it's bigger than you think. Maybe it's all on the down low. Everyone's like, I'm not claiming that, but I also love it.
You know, I think some people know it, but it's not so common like in the US or in China or anywhere else. Because
that's
you know that
for sure.
Huh?
The community is still very much growing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the Germans are, how can I describe it? A typical German, they are so organized and strict and not so open to kind of new and hyping stuff, you know? We need a bit longer to
adjust,
to see that it's maybe not a shitty one, you know? If there is something new is coming up, the typical German said, yeah, wait a bit. Wait a bit, wait a bit.
So funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what a lot of people have been saying about verticals, even here, though. Like, a lot of people were like, I'm not going to do those. I don't want to do those. And then now, all of a sudden, 2 years later, people are like, so what are these vertical things? What's these? You can be a working actor full time. How do we get in? And I'm like, now you want to do it when it's coolish.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Do you still make auditions for horizontals, or are you at the moment totally in verticals?
No, I'm definitely trying to transition over. I have a few things that I'm being considered for
mm-hmm.
features. So excited about that, hoping to hear good things. But yeah, I mean, it's just really slow. I've been having a hard time doing any other auditions other than verticals. So I've just been in that. But I will say there's one audition that I have coming up that I'm really excited about, that I'm like, oh, this vertical is going to be so
maybe
cool.
I will publish this episode, we are knowing if you can do it or not. Who knows?
I know. I hope so. I'm doing the audition right after this.
One
And
question, is it hopefully not the normal shit? Is it something new?
something new. It's
Oh,
something
yes.
new.
Oh, yes.
If I'm not in this one, I'm going to be so upset. You have no
So
idea.
jealous. You
I
will
have
get
to
to
be in this
villain
one.
to the lead who gets it or what?
I want the lead. I want the lead. I don't want to do any other role.
How
I'll be the
long
male lead.
Why not? I saw a vertical where the female one plays a male one.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be fun. I'm always looking for something interesting and new. Like if I've done the storyline, I'm bored of it and I don't want to
Yeah.
do it. Not fulfilling for me and it's not exciting. Like I have one, I auditioned for one recently where it took two verticals that I've done and combined them together. And I'm like, it is technically new-ish, but it's still in that realm of like
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. And I just want to do something new, you know? Like I
Yeah.
don't want to get pigeonholed and stuck and the best performance you're going to get out of me is when I'm a little scared and I'm like, "Oh, I don't know if I can do this." But if I've done it, then I'm like, "Well, I've done this. I can do this," you know? So
Yeah,
I'm
you know,
always
the thing is also the
vibrant.
audition get bored. When you
Yeah.
start I started very early watching verticals. And now, so roundabout 1.5 year later, the stories are always the same. It's so, you know, I understand that they are doing the stories again because they are always coming a new audience, and for them it's new, but if you started watching verticals really from the beginning, sometimes after 5 or 10 episodes, you know exactly how this story will end.
Yeah.
And then it's so, okay. Ah, and a new cast. Okay, fine. No, not fine. And then normally I try not to switch off when I'm watching. But
Yeah.
when I'm starting to take a look, okay, how many episodes are left? Yeah. Then it's for me a sign. Okay. Michaela, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. That,
I mean,
you
gotta be
know,
critical.
a
If
great cast
you have
cannot
faith.
make a shitty story good.
It is quite. Here's my thing about it. I'm like, sometimes the scripts are a little questionable. But
Yeah,
I
that's a good
always
word, questionable. That's good.
Say, I'm like, if I can make this good, if I can make this really, really good, then I can move on and do anything else, you
Yeah,
know? So
yeah.
that's always my goal, no matter what material I'm given. I just try to make it the absolute best I can. Because at the end of the day, I do really care about everything that I put out there. And I always want to represent the character, represent the story to my best ability, whatever that is at that time. I hope the audience can see that in my work. I try.
Yeah, you know,
I try.
sometimes, to be honest, sometimes you see if it's for an actor only a job, or if the actor is feeling the role he's playing or she's playing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see exactly, okay, that was a job to earn money and not to live the dream.
Yeah. I
You
think
see
there's
this
only
exactly.
ever one role that I did that was like for the money, you know? I mean, yeah. And then it didn't do very well and I was like, got it, lesson learned, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I was
Yeah,
like, got it. Cool.
I think
I
there are so
understand.
many components which makes a vertical good. Some verticals, the first verticals were really bad in sound quality. Oh, come on. These voiceovers and so shitty. Oh no, it was so hard to watch because of a bad sound. Then there were some verticals with really, it was not good in a cut or in a reproduction and something like
Well, you have to think
that.
about quality when they were first doing them. They were just
Yeah.
pumping out
Yeah.
quantity,
Yeah.
like vertical, vertical. And they're still doing that, but they definitely have more integrity when it comes to the quality than they used to, because you know that's where verticals are going. They're going to be more, they're just, that's just where they're headed, in my opinion. They're still quick media, quick entertainment, but like, they know that the quality has to be better if they're going to have a wider audience. And I think that's something, and I think that's something they want too. They want to broaden verticals and make them like an everyday household thing.
Yeah,
So
lately they were better. But sometimes, like at the moment, for example, Real Short drops, I think, five, six, seven shows per week.
that's a lot.
And there you see, okay, too many shows. There is one, two, not hitting good because of the quality doesn't make the quantity doesn't make the quality. And that you see in this case. And it's also getting different because there are so many platforms at the moment where so many shows drops.
So many new platforms popping up that I haven't even heard of.
Yeah.
Apple
Yeah.
having, I'm like, they're like, oh, I couldn't even tell you one of the right now, but someone will say something. I'm like, what is that? I was like, I've been around forever. What's that?
Yeah, for me, a new platform popped up 2 days ago or 3 days ago. It was an advertising for a new show. And it's a platform called Cream Pops. And I said,
Oh,
what?
yeah,
A new one?
I
A new
haven't
one? Now, at the moment, I have 49 apps on my handy.
even heard of that one. Gosh. I've only downloaded the ones that have booked me. So I.
Only you. Ha.
Well, what can I say?
Do you prefer special kind of platforms? Or does it mean, do you know from the beginning for which platform it's filmed?
Sometimes I don't know. And sometimes I don't ask. But sometimes you know off the bat. Like you, normally I know if it's a Real Short or Drama Box
Does it matter
show.
for you where it's shown?
No, not really. I do like to be diversified on all the different platforms, to be honest, because I think that means I have a larger reach for my audience. And I think that's really important to me, is to being able to reach more people than being exclusive on one app. Now, that's not to say I wouldn't go exclusive for the right deal, but as of right now, I don't see it happening, because I do really like being able to jump around, and you know, different apps like to tell different stories, and I like being use those different stories, whatever they feel like telling at the
Yeah.
time.
Have you ever been to China for filming or
Yes.
Vietnam
Not
or
Vietnam, but
Europe?
I was in, I wish I want to go to
To
Lithuania. I want to go to
Turkey.
Istanbul. I want to go to London. I want to go
Italy
to,
is now very trending.
I, all of my friends have done a Europe trip this summer, and I am the only one who has been left out. And I'm like,
Please.
see, I'm even sneezing because I want to go so bad. Oh, man.
It?
Huh?
You have to tell your manager, hey, come on, I want to go to Europe. It's your job to
Oh,
get me a
he
booking.
knows. He knows. We talk about it. I'm like, it's on my bingo card. This is gonna happen. I'm giving it a year before I'm like, something's wrong here. You know? I'm like,
Europe
we gotta
doesn't like
figure
me.
it out. It's okay. I'll pull that for all my upcoming shows.
I can calm you down because I decided with Matt Macedo when I will lo win the lottery, the Euro jackpot with round about 120 million euros, I will book Matt Macedo for a show in Europe because he haven't filmed in Europe also. And I said, okay, with this 120 million euros, I will buy a private jet and then I will fly you all over and then we can do one, two, three, four in Europe.
Perfect. We'll do one in
So,
Italy. We'll do one in Istanbul. We'll do one in London and Paris.
Germany,
Blah, blah,
Germany,
blah.
come
Germany.
on.
Oh, I want to go to freaking Oktoberfest.
I've never been to the Oktoberfest.
Never. You should go. Report back.
Why? Why?
Because it's fun. Live.
Why? I
Live.
don't even drink alcohol, so why should I go to Bavaria? It's not far from here. It's 2 hours to drive with the car.
That is a valid answer. That is a valid answer. I like beer. I'm a beer girl, so I'm like that would be like
But you
a
know that there is 1 liter beer in the glass on the Oktoberfest.
Well, I will drink one and that will be it for me.
And then, thank you. If you want to go to the Oktoberfest, I can tell you have to buy a dirndl.
A dun say again.
Dirndl.
Dun.
That's a special outfit.
What is the outfit?
In Bavaria, the men are having lederhose. It's leather trousers. It's a traditional outfit. I will send you a picture later. And the women have dirndls. That's a special kind of dress. Yeah,
Okay.
it's
It's
very
like white,
traditional.
right? It's white. Is it white with the
No.
like, oh.
It's really nice. It's a really Bavarian traditional outfit.
Okay, well, when I go, I'll absolutely get one and wear it.
Yeah, you should.
I will,
Because
100%.
I love I'm not that type of skirts or no, not. The last really dress with a skirt was my, I don't know, long time ago.
I wear dresses all the time here. On all my vertical shows.
Yeah, but they are very nice ones. Did you ever get a dress from a vertical set?
Of course. I get to keep costume all the time. Like if
Really?
yeah, if
Oh,
there's like something I
that's cool.
really like, I'll go to the costumer and be like, "Please, can I?" I try to take like one outfit piece per show.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
nice.
Just because then it's my little memento. Like on my last show, I got to keep there was this white top that has a oh, I can
Wait,
oh, yeah.
I will send you
I was
in
thinking of the white sleeves. But then like
a. Wait, I will send you a
okay.
screenshot
It's so cute. But oh, what was I
But
thinking?
always dresses, the really all kind of
No,
normal clothing also.
I kind of pick the normal clothes thing, but this one was the white top with the it has like little fluffy lacing, and it's so cute and so perfect, and I had to have it.
Are
I
they
was like,
so open that you can get it? I thought that they were so special
well,
that they
sometimes they buy
said,
clothing.
no, sorry, bit budget. No, you cannot have it.
Once you wear it, they can't really return it, you know?
Are they rent or what?
No, sometimes the costumers just have like they have their own like storage of clothes, and then sometimes the production has bought so many clothes for different productions that they have their own like costuming section that the production company owns. So then they'll
Okay.
repeat clothing and stuff.
Or get you paid less because
But
of
I
you.
won't bring any of my own clothes anymore to set, so they always
Have
have to
you
style.
do the have you done that?
Yeah, when I first started out, I would bring a lot of my own clothes, but I don't do it anymore because, you know, stuff gets damaged. It takes a lot for me to like go through my clothes and find stuff and then having to put it away. It's just like It's a whole thing, so I don't really do it anymore. I'll bring shoes occasionally if they're
Okay.
like anything and I don't want my toes to die, but that's about it. Otherwise, they must dress all of me.
Yeah, so that they can ruin you'll ruin your dress or the
Yeah.
wine spilled or whatever. I sent you a picture of a dundle
Oh, cute.
and a lederhose. What the men look alike.
I love that. Okay, wait, let me
That's a
find.
traditional.
Oh, they're so cute.
You have to wear something like that for the Oktoberfest.
Okay, will do 100%. Whenever I manage to get there one day.
But I think aren't there in the US the fake Oktoberfests? I saw it in the TV somehow. I don't know if it was in Las Vegas.
There's fake ones. Oh, well, I know
Yeah.
there. That does make sense because in Vegas they have this place. It's a German restaurant that's called, ooh, what is it called? It's Hofbräuhaus.
It's Hofbräuhaus. That's also Munich. It's Hofbräuhaus.
And it's like all German, and they do like the polka in there and
Yeah,
dancing, and
yeah.
it's so fun. I've
And
been
that's
there.
Oktoberfest feeling.
I loved it. So now I have to go. It's a must.
Did you
Well,
ever try German food?
I'm German.
And the
Like
food style?
I'm mostly German, my ethnicity pretty much. But
Have you
I
ever
really
been in Germany?
No, but my grandparents used to live in Germany for 7 years.
Oh,
Yeah,
where?
they were in the Marines, and so they were stationed in Germany and they were there for 7 years.
I think in Rammstein. Rammstein is a
Probably.
typical, it's near Frankfurt. Near Frankfurt, it's a typical
Yeah.
US Army base.
That's probably where they were. There's this really funny story that my grandma used to tell, and she was I because in Germany, what is the rail? The it's not the highway, but you can go like 100 miles an hour when you're driving.
Autobahn. It's an
Oh, the
Autobahn.
Autobahn. Yeah. And so she used to drive on that, and then when she moved to the States, she was like driving along, and then the cop pulled her over, and she was like, "They were like, do you know how fast you were going?" And she was like, "Oh, sorry, I'm used to driving in Germany." And they were like, "Got it, don't." And she's like, "Got it, my bad." I guess she was going like 107 in like a 55.
But you know the fun fact is I live here in the south. I have only 1 hour to drive to Switzerland, 1 hour to Austria, 1 hour to Luxembourg.
Wow.
So I'm totally. Oh,
Yeah, and then
maybe you meet what's her name? Her nickname. She was at Verticon, but she's from Luxembourg. She speaks
Celine.
German, but
Celine.
she it's the one she paints a lot. Vertical
Is she
and.
blonde?
No, at the moment I think blue hairs.
Oh, I don't know if I know who
And
that is, but I know
she
Celine is from
draws a
Luxembourg as
lot,
well.
a lot of she I saw at her profile that she gave Robert Palmer Watkins and Danny Farber and all them safe.
Oh, is it one of the fans?
Yeah.
Oh, and she draws. Oh, I met her. She was so nice. I didn't know she was from Luxembourg.
Actually,
She
blue hairs or green hairs? I don't know which color at the moment.
blue, but she
Yeah.
showed me all of her like
Paintings?
drawings, and they're so
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, and then I got to guess who it was. I was like, ooh, that's Rob. Ooh, that's Danny. Ooh, and so like we just went through all of them, and I was like, I don't know who that one is. But then everyone I couldn't guess, I didn't know. I didn't actually know who they were. So I'm like,
Didn't she
everyone
say, it's you, Kirby?
oh yeah, and she did. She showed me my own too. And I was like, and then I gave her an autograph of the exact picture that she used to make the drawing.
Yes.
So she has an autographed
And you
version of
got the
that.
drawing?
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. It was
And
so
you got it?
beautiful. No, she kept that. I signed it though for her.
Yeah, and she lives not so far from she lives directly on the border to Germany. So I thought maybe
Oh,
she yeah. And not so far from here. And here in the south in Switzerland, you are not allowed to drive as fast as in Germany. And it's not so far to the border. And when you come over from Switzerland, you're directly at the Autobahn. And so many from Switzerland, they have Porsche and so fast cars. They all came over on the weekends, the Autobahn, so full because all the Swiss men are driving like hell at the Autobahn.
Oh,
because you are able to drive 200 kilometers per hour here. Yeah. And you see, and when I'm going to Switzerland, I have to be so concentrated because it's so expensive if they get you in Switzerland when you're driving too fast. For only 3 kilometers faster, you have to pay nearly 60 euros. It's really...
How much is 60 euros?
I think $65 or $70.
Jeez.
Round about. For only... very little bit, yeah. But in Germany, you are allowed on the Autobahn to drive as fast as your car can.
That's insane. That's insane. I don't know if I would like it, but it's definitely pretty cool.
You know, when there is not much traffic, it's really cool because you can go so fast along, and you don't, you know, so.
But there's a lot of traffic when
But if it gets an accident, it's not good with that speed.
Have there been a lot of
that's
scary,
especially bikers in the summer.
Oh yeah, that does make sense. I would not bike on that if I were. I would not.
I have a driver's license for a motor. Yeah,
a little risk adverse. I'm like, skydiving.
Yeah, but Kirby, to be honest, what's not risky in life? Crossing the street is even risky.
True, but I can look both ways, and I.
Yeah.
I can tell myself when to walk. I can wait till there's nobody there. You know.
How often did you get kidnapped in your verticals?
Quite often, and nearly
murdered.
So many times. There was one, I remember, this is so funny. This is the one I did with Mark Vega. In the script, it just says I'm sitting on a luxurious couch and like kidnapped. And I was like, we have to tie my hands, we have to tie my feet, or otherwise I am going to walk away, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we got to do something here because, like, I'm going to figure this out quick that I can get away. So I didn't tie me to anything, but I was just sitting on this couch. Like, the kidnapping scenes are not my favorite ones to film because there's only so many times you can go, what do you want with me? Stop. Let me go. You know, it's like there's only so many different variations that you can do. However, I did the one I did in Shanghai. It was a Christmas themed kidnapping. That
Christmas themed
kidnapping. Yes. And I had the best time. I was tied up. I looked like a Christmas tree. Well, I'm not out on say, but I'm like, I had a whole, like, my head cut out with a freaking star.
Was it
on
a Christmas vertical?
No, it was just a Christmas themed kidnapping. So fun. And so I'm excited for that one to come out because I've never had so much fun being kidnapped. I was like, you're crazy, blah, 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 blah.
Were you blinking like a Christmas tree?
I wish. No.
No?
No. But that one, that's the best kidnapping I've ever had.
Have you ever done a Christmas vertical? You know,
no.
the thing is, I will do with 4 other women a monthly vertical recap episode for my episode every month. Mm-hmm. And we will do a special edition for Halloween with the vampire werewolf stuffs. And we are still waiting for some Christmas verticals, new ones.
I want to be in one so badly. I still want to do werewolf. I want to do vampire. I want to do Christmas. It's all on my bingo card, and nobody has pinged
Have
me
you
as the
never
girl.
done a werewolf one?
No, I mean, I technically did one with Matt Macedo where I was a day. I was literally there for one scene. Did a little on set for maybe 5, 10 minutes, and then I was out and done.
But you
I just did a
didn't
cameo.
shift, you didn't get your wolf, you didn't know.
Nope, I was just like, I don't want to marry this man. And then Alexa Reddy, who I
Yeah.
adore, she was the lead of that one. And she was
Okay.
like, don't worry, I have a plan. And I was like, really? I'm going to go marry the love of my
Oh,
life.
come on.
But
Not
she's like,
that
I'm going to marry
tough
the
werewolf
dead.
lady, no?
Yeah, no, nope. I was up for one that I was really excited about, but I didn't get it. Actually, I did book one recently, but I did the audition, I did the callback, I booked it. And we were like, okay, I'm only available during this time frame. And they were overly optimistic that they could move the schedule. So then afterwards, when they went to go move their schedule, they were like, oh, we can't. But I did book one and it would have been so cool. I was kind of really bummed I didn't get to do it.
Okay, I see. So if you ever come to you, I mean, I will fly you over to Europe. We have to do a vampire one. What would you prefer, vampire or werewolf one?
Oh, I love the Vampire Diaries, so I kind of would rather do a vampire one. I think that's more exciting. But I at this point, I'm just like, I don't care. Give me something.
Give me something.
Throw me some kind of fantasy. I'm there.
Okay,
Anything.
I see. Yeah, Matt Macedo is really good in doing werewolf stuff, so that would
Yeah.
make for me two with one. Huh.
Crossing my fingers, crossing my toes. All I can do
And
at
we
this
can
point.
do also a Christmas one here because we have a lot of snow here in Germany in the winter where I live. They're really in November, but we have to shoot it in November because we have really nice Christmas markets here. They're all traditional
Okay.
Christmas stuff. Are you a Christmas type?
You know what's so funny? I'm not really a holiday person. I forget when there's holidays, but that's because like I haven't been around my family for the holidays for 5 years, you know? So
Okay.
I'm doing, holidays by myself or with friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll forget that it's a holiday because I'm also just working so much that I don't really notice when
No, because
holidays
here
come.
in Germany, Christmas is very traditional, not so commercial stuff like in the US. Here you have the Christmas markets with very traditional Christmas stuff and mulled wine, and I bake every year round about a lot of different Christmas cookies, traditional recipes.
I do love mulled wine. That stuff is so good.
That's German stuff.
I had that when I was in Shanghai, actually.
In Shanghai, really? But that's German stuff.
I know. It was really good, though. I have to admit.
That's European. I'm not sure if you have the original mulled wine then in Shanghai.
No.
Really?
They had like, it was, they had cinnamon sticks in it and it was
Yeah, okay.
warm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
It was
okay
tasty.
then. Yeah. But Shanghai, come on. You need for mulled wine, you need the traditional stuff around you. Snow, cold, kind of cozy clothes,
Hey, it was
Christmas.
cold. It was December last year.
Is
That's
it
I think
cold
that's
in Shanghai in December?
yes.
What's
Very
cold
cold.
for? Okay, question. What's cold for you?
I'm from Ohio, so like I'm used to being really cold. Like it
Okay.
snows
Okay.
there in
You
Ohio.
know,
So
for someone, cold means 15 degrees plus. And when I'm telling
fair, it's
you know.
Fahrenheit, 15 degrees is cold, but I know it's different in Celsius.
Yeah, last year we have minus 25 Celsius
No,
That
thank
was
you.
really cold, you know. Okay, I see, Kirby. I will make me a list what we have to do when I will. Yeah, you know, the list is growing. We need Matt as a director. Okay, female lead. Do you prefer any special male lead? I'm just asking, you know, that I can
I
fit it.
really enjoyed working with Tyler. I'd love to work with him again for sure. I also really want to work with Eric and Noah, and Jeff and I had a really good time.
Yeah, the billionaire matchmaker, was it, right? With Jeff?
Yeah, we
I
were
love
up
this
for
one.
almost a year. We
That
made
was a
it.
kind of new story.
Yeah,
I love
it was.
that.
Jeff and I had so much fun on that set, especially with the Funeral Films and Casey Jackson, who was the director. They swept the rug at Verticon, and I was like,
Yeah, I saw this morning because I don't know what's it called, Purple Fiction, anywhere uploaded the videos of the gala, and then you can see which prize was getting to. Yeah, okay, so I will make me some notes, and then we will get it. Maybe not
we'll
next year,
figure
but truly
it
at the end, I'm asking a 5-question quickie to everyone. So,
Okay.
what's your favorite dish?
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas. Can you make
Cheese and
them by yourselves?
nope. I mean, I could, but I don't cook. I eat out exclusively.
You're good in eating, not in cooking, or
It's
what?
not that I can't, it's just I don't have the time to do it,
Yeah.
and it takes less time to go out and do stuff because I'm always busy, or I need to sleep, or I'm tired, or I'm just
Yeah,
on the
I
go.
understand that. What's your favorite film at the moment?
Path That Leads to You with Madison Klein and KJ Apa, or the map that leads to you. I just love it. I think it's so cute.
Have to
It's like
watch
a
it.
It's really, really adorable. I was obsessed with it. It's also about a Europe trip. So like my mind is very much on a Europe trip right now. So
I think you're a bit focused on Europe, huh?
I really want to go.
What's your favorite song at the moment? What puts you in a good mood?
Oh, it's I probably am not allowed to play it, but let's
But
see.
which song you're turning loud and singing and dancing to your apartment?
I kind of go through stages, but there's this one I've been obsessed with, anything by Alex Warren recently. Like Eternity is so good. And then I was listening to Baby Girl by Disco Lines for a while, for a lot. I love Disco Lines.
Yeah, that's really a good one. Yeah. Whenever someone is asking you or is coming to you and said, "Kirby, I'm started watching verticals. Which vertical of you I should definitely watch? What would it be?"
I think a classic of mine is Final Call for Love. I think that one is just really, really, it's the first one that you most people think of me as, I think. So I'd probably say that one, and also one of my favorites. I really, really liked Mafia Twins, but I like them. I like a lot of them. Maybe Cohabitating Lover. Because I thought that was such an interesting story, or Straight A Pregnancy, or her.
Or okay, what
Or
was it, 27 one with Yola's lead? Okay.
Billionaire's Matchmaker, because that was up for Vertical of the Year. So
Yeah, I love
maybe
this
that
one.
one.
That's really a nice one.
I'm gonna say that one.
Yeah, no, that's a really nice one because it's such a new and fresh story, and it's so realistic. With this online dating stuff and so that's really cool
Yeah.
one. I like that. Last question. What genre you want to see most more in the verticals?
Genre?
Yeah.
Horror or thriller?
Why is Let me know. Everyone says horror. Why?
I don't like watching horror,
Me
but
neither.
I love just like doing something new, and that's something I haven't done. Or I would love to do like a dystopian kind of horror, but I also want to do a murder mystery. So like I've
Oh,
kind of
so
got this like,
criminal.
yeah, because I'm always the like so sweet, innocent, and I'm like, put me as that character, but make me like the murderer. I don't know, that would be so fun and interesting.
Or you want to be kind of Miss Marple?
Who?
Miss Marple, you know, Sherlock Holmes or Miss Marple, doing more more parts, and in every part there are new kind of criminal case you have to.
Yes. Give me the Nancy Drew version in Verticals. Like, I'm down. I'll be the Nancy Drew of Verticals. That would be so fun.
Yeah, you can do a lot of parts because every
It's a
time.
new cast, new everything every time. It's just the same
New
person, like
situation.
solving a new mystery. Oh, come on. Why haven't they done this yet? This is so good.
The 120 million. I put it on the list. We can
Okay,
do this.
great.
We can do this in Europe. In every country, you have a new mystery. Oh, come on! That's the idea.
That's literally Nancy Drew, though, too. She, if you've ever played the video games, I was a big Nancy Drew video game person. She had a new story in every country. She had a Venice one. It's so good.
It's
It's
so
so good.
simple. I
It's so
cannot
simple.
publish this in the episode, otherwise the idea is stolen, maybe.
That's true.
Huh. Oh shit. That's a $1 million idea, Kirby.
I think so good.
I will talk to Matt if he's in for directing for this. Who's a
I
good
think that
script?
would be
Who's a good
so
script
good.
writer? We need a good
I've got a
script.
bunch.
Ha! Good. I can check out the locations.
I'm saying this is
That's the
pretty
best
cool.
ending for this episode I can ever imagine. We are up for a new great.
Adventure. And if you don't cut this part out, well, you can start now. There is something we have been plotting.
I can peep it out. Beep,
Perfect. Perfect.
we are
I'm just
genius.
claiming the role of our character we've created, though. I'm claiming her.
And
Clue.
do you know who comes into my mind for the male one?
Who?
Robert Palmer Watkins, because I saw him in a vertical on Viglu. Love, Lies, and Alibis.
I love Robert Palmer Watkins.
And
Him and I have
yeah,
the same manager.
ha! Even better.
I'll call him up. Robbie, Rob,
Yeah.
Rob.
You have to
Ding,
say,
ding, ding.
Rob, listen, we have to do. You look
We're doing
like.
a beep, 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 beep.
You can tell him in private.
Okay, I'll call him up.
Maybe
I'll call him
I can invite him for an episode too. Then I can then I can ask him. So, what if maybe probably would you theoretically be in?
Yeah, and we just travel the world for like 3 months and do like six verticals.
That would be so great. A
I
totally
know.
serious one.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
We have to keep that in mind. Kirby, we will speak.
Yep, we're locked. We're locked.
When I will send you this money back emoji in Instagram, and there is also emoji, a detective emoji. When I send you these two ones, you know what time it is, okay?
I know what's happening. I'm there. I'm there. I, as long as we have a few days in every country to like visit, I'm
Hello
down.
with 120 million?
True, true,
We
true.
can go to every country for 3 months, 12 days filming.
That's a blast. Don't, I can't think about this anymore. I'm gonna get too excited.
You have to dream about it. You have to conquer the vision this night, Kirby.
I'm already thinking about it too much.
It's not bad. You are already trying to identify with the role, so that's perfect.
Fine, I am the role. She is me.
I can give you two of my two dogs.
Perfect. My sidekicks?
Yes. They are good in sniffing and
Every
stuff, you know? They can help you in the criminal cases.
Wait, tell me why that's so good.
Imagine this one? You're a detective with two black labs,
It's
and you can
so
say,
good.
and
Well,
you can
here's the
say,
thing. She has one, and then when one is acting up, we switch them out. We have to have
and
a
no,
second.
that doesn't work because my other one is 13 and a half years old. He's totally gray in his face.
That's okay. No one will know. We'll give him a little makeup touch up.
You know, when you see him, he looks like really a mafia don. Really.
Well, maybe when he's one of the mafia dogs, and then the dogs fall in love, and then we're like, oh, what are we gonna do? It's a criminal and a detective falling in love.
I have two male dogs.
Well,
Ma.
hey, I said what I said. Not
No, but you know,
really love.
you can say to the younger one, Dion, where's the blood? Find me the thief. And he starts to sniffing and you'll
It'd be
find
so.
hidden places with another stuff you need to solve the that's good. Oh God. That's so good.
All right.
We keep in touch
Yes,
about that.
100%. I do have to get going,
No
though.
problem. Me too. Thank you
Okay.
so much for this really nice conversation. And think about the story.
Okay.
You have to put some papers beside your nightgown that you can write down your visions.
When I'm sleeping, my subconscious.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Thank you very much and have a really nice trip.
So
And
much.
thumbs for the audition.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very, very excited. I'm gonna go work on it and film it right now.
You know, with this genius idea, it can't nothing get worse.
Exactly. I mean, it's all up from here, and that's what I
Yeah,
always say.
exactly.
It's always up from here.
Thank you, Kirby, and bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.